Hi, I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the author of American Sniper, Jim DeFelice, who worked with Chris Kyle and wrote the novel that now you've seen on the screen, which actually just got nominated for an Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay. So, Jim, thanks for joining us on TOP.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Talk about how you first got involved with the project. Were you contacted by Chris Kyle, or how'd that come about?
Well, actually, an editor I know at HarperCollins, William Morrow, had heard about Chris and got a hold of Chris and tried to convince him to write a book and, you know, be publishing. Chris was a little bit on the fence about it. In the meantime, the editor's name is Peter Hubbard, and Peter called me up and said, listen, I have this SEAL sniper. He's got a great story, and I think you would be great to write it. Would you be interested? And I said, well, you know, let me talk to Chris and see what the situation is. And so he put us in touch, and I would say within 5 minutes of talking to Chris, I was just convinced I was going to work on the project. He was just so honest, so open, and the thing that really kind of nailed it for me, he said that the reason he wanted to write the book was to honor the two men, Mark Lee and Ryan Job, who died with him in Ramadi, and give the proceeds from the book to their families. And, you know, listening to Chris really talk about them, I just had to do it.
How much of you mentioned the proceeds? How much of the proceeds of the book went to the families?
Well, unfortunately, it turned out to be a lot more complicated, just because there ended up being some legal action, and then, you know, Chris was murdered and stuff.
Yeah.
So right now, while a substantial sum did, a lot of that's kind of in limbo because of all that.
Gotcha. What year was all that when you first started working on it?
We actually started working together in 2010, and you know, we worked through for just about a year. There was a very intense period of 4 or 5 months or so where we were basically talking just about every day. I'm sure you got sick and tired of me. Talk on the phone, we'd text, we'd every so often email, but we also spent, you know, a lot of time together. I went down to Texas. He and his wife came up, stayed with us for a while. Went down to Texas again, and, you know, a lot of back and forth before, you know, I really could understand the entire story and, you know, begin to write it.
How soon to the movie did it actually come out?
Well, the book was first published in 2012.
Okay.
Right at the beginning of the year, as a matter of fact, and I knew it was going to be, I know it was a great story. I was hoping that people would relate to it. I was able in that book to get Taya's voice and to, you know, tell people in her own words what it was like to be the wife of someone who was deployed in Iraq, and the wife of a sniper, and you know, the wife of a SEAL. It had never been done before, and I knew that was pretty unique, and I knew it was a great story. I knew Chris was very charismatic and, you know, just kind of a good old boy, and just people would relate to him. But I have to be honest, I hoped it would make the bestseller list. I had other books on the bestseller list. I kind of hoped this one would do well, but you never really know.
Right, for sure.
And then, my God, it debuted number one. O'Reilly wanted us before we knew several weeks before the publication. Bill O'Reilly had read it, and we knew we were going to do well, but we didn't know we were going to do this well. It was on, you know, for number one for months and months, and just blew my mind.
So the book comes out in, you said, 2012. Chris is killed in early 2013 in February. What was it like when, you know, you either got that phone call or saw that news alert come across about someone that you had just spent so much time with? I mean, talk about your emotions when you found that out.
Yeah, that was pretty incredible. By that time, Chris and I were, you know, pretty good friends. You can't really, you can't work on a book like this and not, you know, get somewhat close to the person. And the thing with Chris, to be honest, I think that anybody who met him would come away as friend, to be honest. He was just that kind of guy. But he was killed on a Saturday night, and I gone to bed early, and I got up, as I usually do, pretty early in the morning on Sunday, about 4 o'clock or so, to work, and I went into my office, and my cell phone was lit up with a lot of text messages, and I knew even before I looked at it that something bad was going on. And to be totally honest, I still don't believe, you know, there's still days I don't believe that he was murdered. It's just,
For sure. We caught up with Taya Kyle, his widow. She was on the red carpet for the DC premiere here with Bradley Cooper. And so I got to chat with her and how emotional she was when she saw the movie for the first time. You know, how did it come about? Did Jason Hall contact you, or is it Eastwood, or how does that come about?
Well, a lot of people wanted to do the movie. They wanted to take an option out, and Bradley Cooper got a hold of Chris and lobbied him to get the rights.
Oh, wow, okay.
And what really convinced Chris was all the work Bradley had done for veterans before. I don't think Bradley actually talked about that, but Chris found out.
Right, kind of all the stuff with the USO, and I know he took Silver Linings to Walter Reed with mental health issues and stuff like that. So on and on,
and that really convinced Chris. That's the real reason that Chris did. I mean, Bradley's an incredible actor. If you haven't seen the movie, but
oh,
that
yeah.
was...
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. It's a great performance.
Yeah, and so Bradley called Chris, and Chris finally said, okay, I'm going to let you do it, but here's the thing. You're a little bit too pretty to play me, so I may have to tie you up behind my pickup truck, drag you around the field a little bit, and wear some of that pretty off you before you do the movie.
Oh, that's a good one. What's been your reaction, having seen the movie? What's your reaction? You know, you spent forever, I'm sure, months and months writing this book, and then now to see it, you know, come to life on the screen, what's that like?
Well, you know, the movie gets better and better each time I see it. I've seen it a few times now. Mm-hmm. I was also recently fortunate to be down for the Dallas premiere, which was a fundraiser for the Chris Kyle Frog Foundation. And, you know, it just gets better and better. I'm just so blown away by... not only by Bradley's performance, which is great, but also by Sienna Miller's. She's really good. She really, really brings a lot to that role, and it's just an impressive movie.
Final question, wrapping up. What's your response been? You know, there's been some, you know, Michael Moore tweeting and Seth Rogen tweeting, and, you know, like any movie that's on a subject like the Iraq War, there's always, you know, a buzz that comes up. There's always people that want to knock it down, and on the other side, there's other people that really love it. So what's been your response to some of the controversy?
There's been criticism from day one, and the only thing I would say is that it's great. You know, opinions are great in America, and you're absolutely entitled to whatever your opinion is. I just hope that, you know, you made that criticism from an informed point of view. And, you know, anyone that's read the book knows that snipers were actually being deployed in Iraq to cut down on civilian casualties and to cut down on collateral damage. And, to even imply that they were cowards just really is total misunderstanding of what was going on. But, you know, it's your opinion. I take it with a grain of salt. I hope that you read the book and, you know, get the real story. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, as an author, you probably know it just kind of comes with the territory on certain subjects. So
absolutely.